the 382nd edition of Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented co-host, Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee.
We know you can't travel yet, but also know that things will change, hopefully sooner than later. In the meantime, we're continuing this weekly show so that a half hour of armchair travel will take you back to the good old days and help you understand that they will come back soon. Tonight, our guest is Marshall Ulrich, author of Both Feet on the Ground, Reflections from the Outside. Welcome, Marshall, to Travel Itch Radio.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on. Thank you very much for having me.
And thank you for being head. And, Marty, first of all, I'd like to let our listeners know that you are an extreme athlete. You've run across Death Valley, climbed Mount Everest, and surfed in the huge waves off Morocco. So please share, how and when did you acquire your Endurance King nickname?
Well, there was a feature article in Outside Magazine, and incidentally, one of the other people who was featured was Eric Weinmeier, and he's the blind fellow who climbed Everest. Gosh, this was 20 years ago or so. And so they dubbed me the Endurance King because I've done, at that time, I had done a lot of adventure racing, which, you know, we'll talk about later what that is exactly, as well as primarily ultra running, hundreds of 100-milers running.
Your lifestyle and your book defy the ideas of too far, too old, and not possible. Would you explain that to our audience, please?
Yeah, so I've been doing this for quite some time, of course, and, you know, I'm a little bit older, you know, 69 years old as of now, but I started out being very competitive, and I kind of transitioned into the mindset that I wanted to keep doing these things and keep myself, my mind and body healthy. So, you know, take for instance, I was climbing Everest at 52 years old and, you know, doing long runs at 57, and we'll talk a little bit more about that too. So I've kept it up over the years and decades, and I just want to, you know, set an example for people, no matter what age, they need to just keep active, keep doing what they're doing, and connect with nature. I think that's the most important thing.
Well, that's so inspiring. But, you know, even with a worldwide pandemic in progress, do you believe that people should unplug, find clean air, and experience outdoor adventures themselves?
Yeah, and I believe they can do that, you know, simply by walking outside. And they don't have to, you know, do anything more than walk around the block, basically. And they need to stay safe, you know, cover their face with a mask, and, you know, be careful about it, and, you know, keep your distance. So all those protocols, but they can get outside, and they can simply go to a park and just sit and immerse themselves in a quiet environment. And I think that by doing that, by going outside, what you do is you get into that reflective inside of yourself. So by going outside, you go inside.
And by now, our listeners want to know more about you, Marshall. So for starters, you mentioned your age, 69. Where do you live, and how did you become an extreme athlete?
So I am, yeah, of course, 69. I live in Evergreen, Colorado. I've been in Colorado all of my life. I was out on the Eastern Plains in Fort Morgan, Colorado. And when I was 28 years old, my wife got cancer, and she started suffering through, you know, the protocol of you know, the treatment, and it was a horrible, horrible situation. And the only way that I could keep my blood pressure under control was to go out and do something, and I decided to go out and start running. So that's where it all began. And she did, incidentally, pass away at the age of 30, and I was very troubled, and that's some of what drove me, you know, down the road. And my wonderful wife, who I'm married to now, Heather, you know, she kind of rescued me and taught me how to love again and not be afraid of losing somebody. So, you know, it's a long story, and a lot of it is chronicled in my first book, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
Do you play any sports, or is adventure travel your main sport?
So, yeah, I don't know. I have to laugh at the word play because it is sort of an extreme play of sorts. But I do enjoy just going out and, testing my limits. So adventure, sports are kind of my thing, mountaineering, the adventure racing and running all over the world. So running is kind of the base level. Everything kind of springs from that, including my fitness level.
We are talking with Marshall Ulrich, author of Both Feet on the Ground, Reflections from the Outside.
Marshall, since this is a travel show, can you tell us how many different countries you've visited? And do you ever go just on vacation, or is every trip another episode in your adventure travel lifestyle?
Well, it seemed early on that I was traveling mostly to race, so I believe I've been to about 55 countries, and 30 of those, involved racing of some sort. And primarily, when I say racing, a lot of them were the old eco challenges, the adventure races, and we'd be in the backcountry for usually a week or more, sometimes up to 2 weeks. And we were doing the different disciplines. So we would see things that a lot of other people would not see. So we'd do those in venues such as Patagonia, New Zealand, Borneo, Fiji, British Columbia, Australia, all over the world. And I was blessed being able to do those because they'd set the stage in these exotic places, and, we were able to just go out as a team. And I love the team sports, incidentally, too. I like being out there by myself, but I like having other people to interact with. So, it allowed me to do a lot of traveling all over the world. And as far as leisure travel, I've started speaking probably the last 6 or 8 years on some of the cruise ships, such as, Viking or whatever, where we'll go on a cruise to somewhere, and I will be one of the featured speakers, and I'll talk about climbing mountains and doing all these adventures. And I'm sure by the time the cruise is through, people just want to get rid of me.
No. I'm sure they're fascinated. And do you lead any adventure travel trips?
Yeah, I guess it's not so much adventure travel. I think, some of the travel involved does involve just getting to that point. And incidentally, one of the reasons that I climb these mountains is I try and find these locales where there's good restaurants and stuff for when we come down from the mountain or whatever, because I love good food and travel involves that. So I guide on mountains such as Kilimanjaro, Aconcagua, which is in South America. But one of my favorites is Kilimanjaro, of course. But more than anything, I love the food, and just to travel and get to rub elbows with a bunch of other folks who love adventure.
Marsh, you're a big believer in the healing powers of the outside world. Are you trying to inspire readers and listeners also, in our case, to find new ways of engaging with the natural elements?
Yes, absolutely. And that is, what my book is all about for the most part. It's about getting outside and immersing yourself in nature and just becoming a small part of the universe. And I think it's very, very healing when we do that, when we put down our gadgets, put down our phones. And, I'm one of the worst people, with social media and stuff the way it is. But what I try and do is just take, if we can just take 15 or 20 or 30 minutes and just put that stuff down and just take a deep breath and get out into nature, and I think it's very healing for us.
Even for people who are old or infirm, can a simple walk around the neighborhood or just sitting outside on a nice day help your overall approach to life?
Oh, absolutely. And I would encourage them to do it as much as they can. One of the things is if we stop moving, I think then it kind of feeds upon itself, and we start doing less and less and getting in that comfort zone. So what I would encourage people to do is get out of that comfort zone and go out and just walk a little bit more each day, go a little bit further, you know, get those joints moving, and you can start with something just as simple as walking around the block or down the street. And it's going to give us that peace of mind. It's going to, you know, help us with, well, just our health, our general health, as well as our mental health. So I think it's a twofold thing where getting outside is just essential.
We're talking with Marshall Ulrich, who's the author of Both Feet on the Ground, Reflections from the Outside.
Marshall, your book suggests that almost anyone can be resilient, resourceful, and hardy. Do you think that people who follow your advice will live longer and happier lives?
Well, hopefully that would be the case. You know, a lot of it has to do, and I address like diet in my new book also, and I think we just have to be sensible with things. We don't have to go out there and do, you know, super crazy things. You know, we can just do simple things, even, you know, go out and ride a bike or take your dog for a walk. But I think that the more we get outside, the better. So, you know, I think it will help our attitude just toward life in general, engaging. I know we have a hard time engaging with other people right now. It's almost impossible. And when that comes back into the fold, you know, possibly go out in a group, you know, outside and make it a social type thing. You know, that's coming and it's around the corner. So I think we just have to be patient. But we can go out there and alone for now and, you know, push ourselves just a little bit more, do a little bit more. And I think the primary focus should be on just enjoying the outdoors. And sometimes, you know, we'll go outside and it's raining or snowing or something. You know, embrace those elements. You know, don't be afraid to go out and do that or get your feet wet or, you know, whatever. It's fine. It's part of the elements. And when we come back in, you know, it will allow us to enjoy the comfort of our home even more.
But even the best athletes get injured sometimes. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it has. Interestingly enough, I guess it was 4 or 5 years ago, I'm out running and I slip on some ice and I tore my rotator cuff. And so that was my first injury, and well, not my first one, but running across America, take for instance, I got what is called a plantar fasciitis, which is in the arch of your foot. And it was because I was overuse. It was an overuse injury where I was just running day after day. I was doing, you know, 57 miles of running each day for 52 days. And it was very hard on my body, or I'd get a tendonitis in the front of my foot. And, you know, I'd have to, you know, ice it periodically to keep going. So I've had those injuries. And lo and behold, I was out just blowing snow in my driveway, which is fairly steep, and slipped again and tore my rotator cuff once again, so I had to have it operated on. So a lot of my injuries aren't so much related to my athleticism. You know, it can happen to anyone, but I think the key to it is to really be focused on rehabilitation and coming back. And a lot of times you come back and you're even stronger. That a lot of people have had like knee and hip replacements, and you hear them talk about how, you know, they got their life back and that they're stronger than they can ever remember, and that all of a sudden one side they got operated on is better than the other side, and they're going to have to do that too. So I think we just need to take it all in stride.
I'm talking of striding. Was climbing Mount Everest the highlight of your career as an extreme athlete? And did you actually reach the summit? How long did it take? And do you think you'll ever try it again?
Yeah, so I think climbing Mount Everest, you know, most certainly that was one of the highlights, because when I got to the top, and I climbed from the north side, which is a little bit more technical of most of what you see in the programming about climbing Everest, it's from the south side. I went from the north side. It's a little windier, a little bit more exposed. But when I got to the top, it was just unbelievable. And, you know, they say that you can see the curvature of the earth, and, you know, that is really true. And I went up on a very, very bad day. It started out, it was very windy, and there were only six of us from either side that reached the top. So we pretty well had, there were two Italians, two Americans, and two Sherpas. We pretty well had the top of the mountain to ourselves, and then, you know, a storm blew in, and that ended it. But all I could feel, I could see that beautiful sight, the curvature of the earth, and all I could feel was gratitude, being in that one place at that one time. But I think the hardest thing, and maybe the most rewarding thing that I've done, is running across America at 57 years old. 57 years old, 58 miles per day in 52 days. It was very, very difficult. And boy, when I finished running from San Francisco to New York, I just took a big, deep breath. And the same feeling of just gratitude rushed over me. So when you do these difficult things, there are rewards that are extraordinary. So let's see, what was the other part of the question that you were
Would you ever try it
at?
Again?
Oh, try it again. And the answer to that is no, no, and hell no, because I've done it once. So no, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it again, but I wouldn't trade that experience for anything either.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all I can say is if I tried to do that, the only curvature I would get is curvature of the spine.
Oh, very good.
Dan.
Anyway,
so how long did it
course.
Take me? Yeah, how long did it take me? It took me about 5 weeks to slog up the mountain.
Wow.
Wow. And speaking of mountains, what are the seven summits?
So the seven summits, of course, are the highest point on each continent, and there's seven of them. So you've got Mount Everest in Asia. You've got Aconcagua, and Everest is 29,000-plus feet. Aconcagua is in South America, just under 23,000 feet. Denali is North America. That's so somewhere right around 20,000-plus. Then you've got Kilimanjaro, which is over 19,000 feet, and of course that's Africa. Elbrus is in Russia, and Elbrus is about 18,000 feet. Mount Vinson, and that's a tough one to get down to, that's in Antarctica. And let's see if I can remember correctly. I think that's somewhere around 16,000 feet. It's up higher than you think it'd be because, you know, that's just a big slab of ice. But Vinson does jut up there, and there is, you know, some land that is beneath it. And then Kosciuszko or Kosciuszko, which is in Australia. And some people think or they'll climb as an alternative Karnstant Pyramid, which is in Indonesia, but Kosciuszko was considered the original seven summit. So you, as you can see, they're scattered all over the world, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent Lee. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com or check out the archive show on Facebook. And we're talking with Marshall Ulrich, author of Both Feet on the Ground, Reflections from the Outside. Mary Ellen.
Now, Marshall, I hear you love farming your land in Colorado, a state that's flat in the east and mountainous in the west. Have you climbed Pikes Peak and explored Rocky Mountain National Park?
Well, you know, I've explored Rocky Mountain National Park, not as much as I would have liked to. I've done some snowshoeing there. I've done some running there. Pikes Peak was one of my favorite training venues. And, in fact, I was one of the first, along with Scott Weber, to do Pikes Peak. And what we did on Pikes Peak was a quad. We did it four times in a row in 33 hours. So, you know, that kind of fits along with, you know, the extreme athlete type thing. And additionally, I was the first person to go out and do the Leadville 100, which is a 100-mile race in Leadville, Colorado. And after I finished that on Saturday, I started early Saturday morning, finished it on Sunday morning, drove down to Pikes Peak and did the Pikes Peak Marathon, which was going on the same weekend. So I did them both in the same weekend. So I'm very familiar with Pikes Peak.
Whoa. As an extreme endurance athlete, do you consider any of your adventures like stunts, kind of like Evel Knievel jumping cliffs on his motorcycle?
You know, I don't think stunts per se, but the adventure racing, we've done some, you know, extreme climbing, you know, around the world. The glacier travel and, you know, is probably the most technical climbing Mount Everest. You know, you could say that's a stunt of sorts. I think, you know, one of the things that I did was a circumnavigation of Death Valley with a friend, Dave Heckman, and we did that where we buried caches underground, and then we went out there in July and August, and it took us 16 days to go around Death Valley, and at one point we climbed out of the Saline Valley up onto Lee Flat, and we ran out of water, and one thing you don't want to do in July in Death Valley is run out of water. So we just barely made it over to the other side and dug up our cache with water. And so, you know, it's not so much stunts, but, you know, I think I have kind of, generally speaking, put my life on the line in some respects and done things that were probably not so smart, but I was able to persevere and get through those. But I try and keep myself safe and do things, you know, I try and think things through carefully before I go out, and I would encourage others to do that too who are trying to do extreme things.
Well, you've been everywhere, so many places, so many countries. What are your favorites?
You know, I think the two favorite, and I think a lot of it has to do with me living in Colorado, I love Patagonia, and I love the South Island of New Zealand. They're just spectacular.
Marshall, we asked you this before we went on the air. Do you have corporate sponsors for your adventures?
Yeah, I used to for the most part. So there was DuPont who sponsored our adventure racing team for the Eco Challenges, which they call the world's greatest race. So we do, you know, as far as that is concerned. Now, where I did not have sponsors is when I was doing the Seven Summits, because I didn't want to think that I had to take, for instance, Summit Everest and have a sponsor to worry about, feel compelled to get to the top because I had a sponsor. I wanted to keep myself once again safe, and I didn't want to have that sort of as a contract to get me to the top.
Okay, we're talking with Marshall Ulrich, who is the author of Both Feet on the Ground, Reflections from the Outside. Marsh, you competed in multi-day adventure races. What and where are those?
Okay, so, you know, I talked a little bit about where those were. You know, they're all over the world, New Zealand, Australia. And what the adventure races are, you take a team of four people typically. One has to be a woman. You do all sorts of disciplines. It can be, you know, climbing, paddling, kayaking, mountain biking. Sometimes, like in Morocco, we rode camels, horses. You know, it just involves just about anything and everything that you can think of. And, you know, the world's toughest race is on TV now on Amazon Prime, and you can tune in and see exactly what we do. And our team is Team Stray Dogs, and our team is one of the featured teams, so your listeners can get a sense of what that's about. And it's quite extraordinary, and it's racing all over the world. This one is featured in Fiji, so that's what you'd see.
given a choice, would you rather race or climb mountains?
You know, I like the mountaineering just because you can have a hard day of climbing and then you've got some downtime and you can socialize with people. So I love the mountains. I love, you know, taking it at my own pace and being able to, you know, smell the roses, for so to speak.
Has the pandemic slowed you down or impacted your travel schedule?
It has. Just recently, we've traveled just a little bit. We went out to Death Valley, and I finished my 30th crossing in 30 years of Death Valley up from Badwater to the top of Whitney. But that's about the only thing that I've really traveled out of state for recently within the past, you know, few months.
And I think we know the answer to this, but when you compete, is winning the main thing, or is it just being part of the action? But have you won prizes in various races, and what are they?
Yeah, so winning is not the main thing. I usually have teammates or a support crew, and I give them the credit, you know, for helping me get through some of these things. But it's just being out there. But I have won, take for instance, I've won this Badwater race that is from the Badwater Basin minus 282 feet to the top of Mount Whitney, which is over 14,000 feet. And I've won that four times, and they used to give $1,000 for the winner, plus if you broke a record, the record, which I had a couple of times, they'd give you a $1,000 bonus. So, but mostly it was more about just getting a belt buckle or something like that. But for me, it was just being out there and doing.
Well, we're talking with Marshall Ulrich, author of Both Feet on the Ground, Reflections from the Outside.
Marsh, you're also the author of Running on Empty. When did that come out, and what did it cover?
Okay, so that came out in 2011, and the thread that moves it along is the, you know, running that, you know, 3,000 plus miles over 52 days at 57 years old. But what it is really, it the message is to dig deep and to love more. And it's a love story that I wrote for my wife. If you really, really dig down and get the message, that's what it is.
Hmm. Oh.
Okay, time is running out. So our guest tonight on Travel It's Radio has been Marshall Ulrich, author of Both Feet on the Ground, Reflections from the Outside. Thanks, Marsh, for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you once again for having me, and I'd encourage people to get outside and travel.
Sounds good to us. And with summer coming to a close, this is Labor Day weekend starting tomorrow, and baseball season reaching an exciting climax. How about a cool reading companion about the history of the game? Consider my book, The New Baseball Bible, an unorthodox illustrated history that's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but costs less than a sawbuck. Such a deal. Order on Amazon.com today. And that's it for this edition of Travel It's Radio. Next week, we'll talk to Doris Welch of Echo Ventura about the Galapagos Islands. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented co-host, Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night and stay safe.